Happy Tuesday to you. This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. You know, it's only a matter of time. Texas's marquee midterm race is headed to the big screen. The showdown for a Texas Senate seat between incumbent Ted Cruz and challenger Beto O'Rourke has started to gain some serious national attention. USA Today trumpeting the latest poll showing a statistical dead heat in the Emerson College e-poll. Now, whether you buy the polls or not, there's a much bigger drama unfolding here, and Steve Mims knows a drama when he sees it. He's an award-winning Texas documentarian and lecturer at the University of Texas Department of Radio, Television, and Film. He's also the director and videographer of Run Like the Devil. This is a new documentary about a most interesting political contest, possibly one of the most important in Texas in many years. Steve joins us now to tell us more about the film, which debuts on the 6th. Steve, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
There are a lot of Republicans who feel like mainstream media, and for that matter, the film industry and other creatives, are really all behind Beto O'Rourke, and that they're dazzled by his youth, by his image, and they're going to have a hard time believing that someone putting together a documentary in advance of an election is going to come at this in a fair-minded fashion. What do you say to them?
Well, they should see the film. Because we did everything possible, including the cooperation of Ted Cruz in the film, to have both sides, to have both, and a lot of it's biographical on both those guys, so we tried to lay it out as honestly and fairly as we could, and avoid all the stuff that's not important and stick to the things that made them who they are. And that's largely what the film is about. And then it's also about the more important issues that are part of this race. But yeah, no, we bent over backwards to do that, to the degree that we've had test screenings where people are complaining that there's too much Ted Cruz in it.
And really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, no, look, the utility of a film like this is to have people watch it, and to the best of my ability to present it in such a way so that at the end they go like, well, that's fair enough.
Well, does that mean that the media is coming up short in terms of telling this story about this race? I mean, you know, people have been reading about it in the newspapers, mm-hmm. and of course there's been a lot of coverage even in the national cable news of this race. What is it that you're actually bringing to the table here?
Well, this is a long-form story, right? We have time to tell the whole story of both guys. It's different from print because you get to observe them, you know, the minutia of how they behave and how they comport themselves. It says a lot. It's the kind of thing that a documentary can do, given enough time, that it's hard to squeeze into a segment on cable news.
So along the way, what have you picked up on that you didn't already know about Cruz and Beto O'Rourke that might surprise people?
I think that the two guys are so similar. That's what's interesting.
Yeah, similar.
They're almost the same age, 45 and 47, and they both went to Ivy League schools, but they both had fathers who are very powerful influential to them. And their upbringings could not be more different. That's what's really fascinating. Like, these two guys are, and you'll see it side by side in the film, how they were raised. And I think it explains a lot.
I want to get back to something that you had said earlier, which I found kind of intriguing, and that's the idea that there's something that you can pick up on in seeing these people, not just in the printed page, mm-hmm. but actually moving and being mm-hmm. human. How right. so?
I think there's a lot of nuance. There's a human thing where we're aware on a subconscious level of how people behave and how they, little tells that they have. And it's just their humanity. I mean, that's really fascinating. And it fills in a lot of gaps for people. You know, it's the same way that you can read a quote and it's totally different from hearing someone say it. And so I think that's useful. And I do think it's sort of missing. I think it has been missing in terms of having that dimension in a way that's not rushed also. Like, just lay it out, let people see it. And that's why I tell people about this movie. It's a movie that makes itself.
Steve Mims is a lecturer at the University of Texas Department of Radio, Television, and Film and director of Run Like the Devil, which is opening across Texas on Friday. Is that correct?
On the 6th, yes.
On the 6th.
Yes.
Longshot Productions is the name of the production company. Mr. Mims, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
And you were listening to the Texas Standard.